This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Drive time storm for Wichita commuters. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. We received several updates Tuesday concerning the status of Wichita's water supply. We'll tell you what we learned coming up.
Search for missing storm victims continues in Texas. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Commuters encountered severe thunderstorm warnings in South Central Kansas Tuesday afternoon. This was in the 5 o'clock hour. A thunderstorm packing high wind and hail rumbled through the Wichita area. Western Sedgwick County was especially hard hit, with golf ball-sized hail northeast of Goddard. Wind gusts of more than 70 miles per hour were recorded, with a 74-mile-per-hour gust near Biola. That's according to the National Weather Service this morning. There was some tree damage reported around the area.
The search for survivors entering a sixth day in central Texas, where at least 109 people have died in catastrophic flooding.
In Kerr County, Texas, over a dozen people remain missing, including campers and a counselor at Camp Mystic, as the search through layers of debris along the Guadalupe River continues for any signs of life.
We're so grateful and thankful for all the resources that have been provided to us to do this job.
Kerr County Sheriff Larry Letha.
You know, and I can assure you we will not stop until this mission is complete.
And as churches and community members help in cleanup efforts and to feed survivors, like Austin Donahue, whose home that's been in the family for generations, now a near total loss, though he considers himself lucky.
It means the world to me. It touches my heart. I feel the Lord coming through.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
At least three people are dead after flash flooding swept through Ruidoso, New Mexico, Tuesday. Fox's Madison Connor reports.
Last summer, the South Fork fire devastated the village. Then burn scar flooding caused even more damage. Yet many are saying what happened is the worst they've seen so far, and village officials agree. Village of Ruidoso Public Information Officer Carrie Gladden says swift water rescue crews quickly got to work.
There was one home that was swept away. I do not know if there were, I don't have any confirmation that there was anyone inside.
Gladden says this is the village's new reality for the next few years. She hopes, in light of the tragedy in Texas, everyone takes these warnings seriously.
The water reportedly rose at least 20 feet there, an historic high.
At yesterday's Wichita City Council meeting, the council getting an update on the new water treatment plant.
Repairs have been completed at no cost to the city after mechanical issues were identified with the six clarifiers at the plant. They are a major part of the water treatment process. More testing will be done before the city takes full ownership of the plant, likely by the end of the year. We also learned that water restrictions for the city will remain in place probably through early next year. Gary Jansen with the city says they are already seeing the effects of evaporation on the lake level, and if past summers are any indication, it can get worse.
Over the last 2 years especially, if we look at weather data from then, we've lost up to 2 to 3 feet of elevation in Cheney just in July and August alone.
Recent rains have brought Cheney Lake to within half a foot of the conservation level. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Lake Cheney is 97% full now. However, the 12-month running average, which the city uses to determine its drought status and water restrictions, is at 63%.
At today's meeting, Sedgwick County Manager Tom Stoltz will present his proposals for next year's budget to the County Commission. Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
What we're going to see from Manager Stoltz is that he'll probably present us a budget somewhere in the neighborhood of 5.5 assessed value growth. So we'll lower the mill levy, and that'll determine, will also determine the maximum property tax that we can take when we adopt a budget in August. I think it's August the 20th.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas City Royals showing some power at the plate, and we'll have some highlights coming up in sports.
Former President Biden's former physician scheduled to sit for an interview with members of Congress. That story and more news coming up on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. and attacked by Yemen's Houthi rebels on a Liberian-flagged cargo ship in the Red Sea, killed three mariners and wounded two others, a European Union naval force said Tuesday, highlighting the danger of the group's renewed campaign targeting a key maritime route for international trade. The attack on the Greek-owned Eternity Sea follows the Iranian-backed Houthis attacking another vessel, the bulk carrier Magic Seas, Sunday in the Red Sea, that subsequently that ship sank.
A Chinese national arrested on charges that he hacked into several computer systems at United States universities to steal their COVID-19 research.
Federal prosecutors say the hacking by Zhu Zhui occurred during the peak of the pandemic between February 2020 and June 2021. He was arrested in Italy and is awaiting extradition to the U.S. Another Chinese national indicted in the Southern District of Texas, Zhang Yu, remains at large. The government says Zhu and Zhang targeted several U.S. universities, immunologists, and virologists conducting research into COVID-19 vaccines, testing, and treatment. Prosecutors say the suspects were directed to do the hacking by the Chinese government's Ministry of State Security. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Former President Biden's former physician is scheduled to sit for an interview with members of Congress.
Dr. Kevin O'Connor is expected before the House Oversight Committee despite attempts from his lawyers to reschedule the deposition to the end of July or early August due to patient privilege concerns. The committee subpoenaed O'Connor as part of the GOP's investigation into former President Biden's alleged mental decline and cover-up, as well as his use of the auto pen during his term. Chairman James Comer calls the patient privilege argument unprecedented, and the committee says the privilege will be honored on a question-by-question basis. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Church officials may now back a political candidate without risking their organization's tax-exempt status.
The National Religious Broadcasters Association and two churches in Texas sued the IRS last year, challenging the Johnson Amendment, which prohibits houses of worship from endorsing political candidates. They argued the more than 70-year-old rule violates their free speech rights. It says a religious organization cannot participate in or intervene in any political campaign on behalf of or in opposition to any candidates if they want to keep their tax-exempt status. Well, the IRS now says political discussions at church are more like family discussions and do not violate the amendment. The head of the National Council of Nonprofits criticized the proposed shift here, saying it's not about religion or free speech, but about radically altering campaign finance law. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And right now, some fairly heavy traffic volume starting to show up on the roadways here in the Wichita area. Seeing some heavy traffic north and southbound on K-15, just south of where its junction is with I-135 down there in South Wichita. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KNSS Storm Team 12 forecast with meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. We had a couple of pop-up storms yesterday, and as I found out last night via email, it apparently caught some people by surprise. we were afraid that was going to happen, you know, because of the heat and humidity. We talked about an isolated storm here and there. It certainly wasn't all that widespread, but West Wichita kind of caught the brunt of yesterday's active weather. Had a few wind gusts up around 40, 50 miles an hour, and the airport had just shy of 0.2 inch of rain. Even had one report of some penny-sized hail out toward the Goddard area, and then the storm kind of really took off once it got down toward Biola and produced some winds up around 70 miles an hour. We're not going to have that sort of thing today. Looks like we're going to have sunshine and warming temperatures. As we've been talking about periodically throughout the summer, we've yet to hit 100 degrees, and if it doesn't happen this week or next, all of a sudden we're looking at the latest 100-degree temperature maybe since 2007. So it's been a while since we've gone this late into the summer without hitting the century mark, and not too many people complaining about that. 93 is going to be our high today, actually feeling like closer to 100 with the humidity. Tonight looks dry, the low 73. We'll get to 95 tomorrow, one of our hottest days this summer. And then a few scattered thunderstorms coming in the overnight hours, but there's a much better chance that we'll get some scattered storms in here on Friday, with highs dropping back into the lower 90s. The Sedgwick County Fair, of course, getting underway today. takes me back to when I had lots of animals and stuff to exhibit, but certainly some 80 and low 90 degree weather looks a little bit better than some summers where it has been, of course, much hotter. Right now in Wichita, 71 degrees. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross James.
So you grew up on a farm, is that right?
Yeah, and was in 4-H, and one of my favorite weeks out of the whole summer was the county fair because, well, we got to be in town and maybe eat lunch in town.
In town. All right.
Well, you know, it's little things as a kid. You get excited about that kind of stuff.
It may not be 100 degrees, but, boy, that lemonade sure tastes good on a hot day
like this.
At the fair.
At the fair.
Yeah, boy, the next couple of days, it's probably going to be selling like hotcakes.
Hotcakes. All right. Thank you, Russ.
Have a good day.
Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen this morning. 7:15, Steve at 10 in the morning. Our high temperature yesterday, 92 degrees in Wichita, normalized 92. And Ross alluded to the rainfall as of midnight. National Weather Service had 0.17, that's 1,700ths of an inch of rainfall out at Eisenhower. And a wind gust from the north clocked at 54 miles per hour, also at the airport. Today is July 9th, 2025. On this date, 26 years ago, 1999, big hit song came out, Ted. American Pie was released. Bye-bye, American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee.
Now you got what year?
99?
No. Maybe by somebody else, but not by Don McLean.
When would Don's come out?
25 years before that.
Okay, I'm going to say...
Maybe Beyonce released? Somebody, some current...
American Pie was released. I got this off our service,
It was not Don McLean's famous version.
Now we'll just have to look at that and see where he actually did release.
Weird Al released a parody of it sometime around then.
Madonna may have recorded. I'm not sure. But whoever recorded it in 99, it was not the version you're thinking of.
Unless I misprinted it, it should have been 89 or 79. I don't know. We'll check it out and clear that up in a minute. We do know that Tom Hanks is having a birthday today.
Oh.
Yeah. The Hank Man is 69 years old today.
69.
Numerous awards include 2 Academy Awards, 7 Emmy Awards. What films did he win the Oscar for, Ted?
Only one back-to-back. Philadelphia was one of them.
That's it. And?
Was it Forrest?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
Yeah, back-to-back years.
Philadelphia and Forrest Gump, quite a different...
They're two characters. Very different
two different
roles.
Characters, but that's...
But the guy can do anything. Yeah, he can do comedy.
You know.
He can do drama.
He is, for our time, he's probably my favorite from that generation. 69 years old today.
Oh, bless his heart.
Hey, bless. Ted, very recently I rewatched a Tom Hanks movie I hadn't seen for forever. I watched The Burbs a while back. I had completely forgotten Carrie Fisher was in that movie.
Yeah. The Burbs.
Yeah. Mm.
Tom Hanks, he's worked with everybody. Yeah, and Tom Hanks was the first celebrity that got COVID. Remember, he and his wife were abroad, and maybe in the Australia area, and he was like the first celebrity that got COVID. And I feel like he's looked old ever since. It seems like that automatically
ages somebody. It could very well be. We have a boil water, Kansas Department of Health and Environment, a boil water advisory for the city of Zenda. Down is west of Wichita, down south of Kingman. Their water supply in question there. And this took effect on the 8th, and we'll let you know when it's passed. Another boil advisory. Seems like we've had a lot of those.
Hey, going back to American Pie,
yeah.
Are you talking about the movie American Pie? Maybe that's what came out in 99.
Here's what I got, American Pie.
It's the movie, not the song.
Could be.
But you didn't say movie or song. You just said American Pie.
I didn't know. It doesn't say.
I'm sure it's the movie. Now that I think about the date, that's got to be what it is.
All right. We'll see. 7:18 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for leadoff sport. Not leadoff, but sports time with Ted Woodward, sir.
Hey, minor league baseball. The first place Wichita Wind Surge winning last night downtown at Equity Bank Park. 2,500 fans on hand. A 6-2 win for Wichita to kick off a 6-game series with the San Antonio Missions. Wichita won it with 3 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning to break open a close game. The left fielder for the Wind Surge, Gabby Gonzalez, 2-for-4 at the plate. He's now batting .371 since getting called up from single A. And the right fielder for the Surge, cleanup hitter Kalai Rosario, the Hawaiian, Hit a two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning, his 10th home run of the season. He also got his 18th stolen base of the season. Wichita wins at 6-2. Back to action tonight for Wichita hosting San Antonio. Game 5 of a 9-game homestand. 7:05 tonight downtown at Equity Bank Park on Wet Nose Wednesday. A lot of doggies at the ballpark tonight. Wichita in first place. Surge has won 6 of its last 8. Major League Baseball last night. The Kansas City Royals at home at Coffin Stadium hosting the last place Pittsburgh Pirates. This one was back and forth a little bit. The big hero of this game for the Royals was Nick Lofton. Yep, Nick Lofton. He hit a go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the seventh inning. And things were tied when in the bottom of the ninth when guess who came up again to the plate? Nick Lofton.
Here's the 1-0 pitch from the right-hander. Lined into left center field, and it's down. And here comes Garcia with the winner. Nick Lofton, who hit the two-run home run in the seventh, he singles into left center field to win the game. He wanted at least a fly ball. He got that. But he had the bonus of seeing the ball drop in front of Cruz. So it was a game-winning single, RBI. Royals win it. Final score, 4-3. Royals have clinched the series, winning the first two from the Pirates.
Hey, Denny Matthews with the call there. The Royals in front of 23,000 last night on a 3-game winning streak right now. The Royals try to make it 4 in a row tonight, once again hosting the Bucks. The Royals and the Pirates listen live at 6:30 this evening, and that is on your Wichita home of Royals baseball, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, as the Royals go for the 3-game sweep tonight. And we got a Wichita birthday today. Happy birthday to former Wichita Pilots pitcher and pitching coach Steve Luber. Is 76 years old today, pitched and coached for the Pilots in 1987 and 1988. Of course, that 1987 team won the Texas League Championship. The guy that had pitched 5 seasons in the big leagues, he's still bumping around and coaching in the minor leagues in the Kansas City Royals organization. Former Pilots pitcher and pitching coach for Wichita, Steve Luber. It's his birthday. He is 76 years old today. That's Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, with locations on the east side, the west side, and in historic Delano. And that location features a rooftop deck. Very nice. Wichita Brewing Company, it's pizza and beer made here.
Gotta apologize for not being more diligent and not catching that. American Pie, the film.
There we go.
1999. Apparently it's just a youth film, and they had 2 or 3 of them, and it looks like it was really stupid. Don McLean released his great hit in October of 71.
Okay.
So I was only off by about 30 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's confusing. Movies, songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
We got it all for you there.
7:22 now, Stephen's head of the morning.
Are you and Shaw, I figure you and Mrs. McIntosh will watch American Pie the movie tonight in honor of that.
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay.
Should we?
No, it's pretty dumb.
I don't think you're going to like it. No.
7:22, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we have, what do we got? A house call for health on the way. Hot weather can lead to asthma symptoms. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve Hackensons. Ted Woodward is 7:30 on a Wednesday morning. 71 degrees, more than 100 dead and more than 160 missing as search and rescue operations continue. Fox's Mike Tobin in Kerr County, Texas reports.
The cleanup is now simultaneous with the search. 5 days since floodwaters caught Central Texas by surprise and claimed more than 100 lives. Attention shifts to the question of why victims were not warned. Mainly why there's no early flood warning system in a place known as Flash Flood Alley. Texas Governor Greg Abbott toured the camp and got a look at the destruction left behind by the floodwaters. With the hope of finding survivors growing more bleak by the hour, hundreds of rescuers continue to work through the Texas heat, finding victim after victim. Dozens of them children who had been asleep when the floodwaters rose.
President Donald Trump signed a major disaster declaration to send aid to the Central Texas region.
At yesterday's meeting, the Wichita City Council received an update on the new water treatment plant. Gary Jansen, the city's public works director, says repairs have been completed after mechanical issues were identified with the six clarifiers at the plant, which is a major part of the water clarification process.
Those repairs have effectively been completed at this time at no cost to the city. So confidence, what we call confidence testing, has resumed. That testing is done in an effort to make sure that the clarifiers are going to operate as intended.
And the city expects to take full ownership of the plant by the end of the year.
And at today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will get a look at its proposed budget for next year. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the budget has a price tag of about $600 million.
40% of the entire violent crime in the state happens in Sedgwick County. Our jail is bigger, our needs are bigger, and yet we operate rather lean comparative to some of our neighbors around the state. And again, we will likely pass a mill levy reduction, a property tax mill levy reduction. We're already the lowest mill levy that we've had in 27 years for Sedgwick County government, and I think that thing's going to go lower as we reduce our dependence on property tax.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS.
The battle lines are drawn in Chicago, where the mayor is vowing that police will never cooperate with federal immigration.
Mayor Brandon Johnson's pronouncement comes as Border Czar Tom Homan warns of a 500% increase in assaults against ICE agents in Chicago. Johnson has spoken out against ICE agents operating in his city before, which he has described as terrorism. He has also said Chicago residents should rise up against ICE. An estimated 51,000 illegal immigrants have settled in Chicago since August 2022. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
President Trump is ratcheting up criticism of Russia's leader as the U.S. increases military aid to Ukraine.
The Trump administration resumed shipping munitions to Ukraine this week following a temporary pause of air defense weapons.
And I will say the Ukrainians were brave, but we gave them the best equipment ever made.
President Trump also offering his harshest assessment yet of Russian President Vladimir Putin, accusing him of throwing around BS.
He's very nice all the time, but it turns out to be meaningless.
Last week, Russia launched its largest barrage of drones and missiles into Ukrainian cities since the start of the war, an attack that occurred just hours after a phone call between Putin and President Trump. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny skies, hot and humid today, a high of 93, but when you factor in the humidity, it'll feel like the upper 90s, southeast winds 5 to 15. Clear and 72 tonight, more sun and heat on Thursday, high 96 will feel like 100 to 105. Small chance of storms on Thursday night, better chance of storms on Friday evening, and those could be severe. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12, I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now partly cloudy, calm, no wind, 71 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Wednesday, July 9th, 2025. On this date, 28 years ago, 1997, Mike Tyson was banned from the boxing ring and fined $3 million for biting Evander Holyfield's ear. That's not fair. All right, Stephen Ted Listener has offered a correction on the location of a Wichita attraction. Here's June.
Sorry, guys, to contradict you, but the Westport was east of town west. I have a picture of it. It was where the print company is. And in the background, I can see the excavations for town west because it wasn't built yet. Go to cinematreasures.org and type in Westport Drive-In, and you can get that aerial photo that shows the Westport and the dirt work for Town West and the beginnings of 235. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
It's not a huge geographic deal, but I realized after we were off the air yesterday, wait a minute, when I went to the Westport Drive-In as a kid, we would go in off West Street.
You go right in there off of, yeah.
Off West, mm-hmm. And it's still, you know, about four blocks to the east of where the where Town West is now. So thanks. Thanks, June.
Yeah.
Also got on Facebook a message from the former County Sedgwick County Commissioner Tom Winters. Says he was listening to the Steve and Ted show this morning. Thank you, and Ryan Beatty, for the kind words. I know it's pricey to live here. He's in Overland Park. But we are enjoying being close to our son and his family. I enjoyed your show. obviously he was listening on the app, right, Ted?
Yeah.
And we want to talk about that for just a little bit this morning. How do you get that? One of the things we'd like to promote a little bit is getting some phone calls in, like June, coming to the show, you know, helping us out. If we do a poll or something, anything you want to add or to the show, you can just pick up your cell phone and give us a call. But you have to have the app. And, Jad, give us a quick run through on how you do that. If somebody's out there, they don't know how to do that.
Well, it's pretty easy. You just, you download the app. You go to your, Apple Play Store or the Google Play Store or the Apple iPhone Store, whatever they call it on Apple things.
Right.
And you download the Odyssey app, just search for it and be right there, download it. Once you get it, if you're like typing in KNSS to listen live to KNSS, and if you're doing so, right there on the screen will be a little microphone. You tap it, you leave a message with us, and I'll get that message. And yeah, June did it earlier, and anyone can.
Yeah. I'd like to put you on the air if it's something that's decent or worthwhile. There you go. The Odyssey app. Right? We have a new poll of shift workers and found that the happiest hourly job you can have is working at a weed or vape store. 92% of weed and vape store employees feel good or amazing about
well, of course
their
they
job
do.
Because they're all loaded.
Yeah.
The national average all hourly jobs was 78%. So a lot of very high job satisfaction for all hours. I got the top five. People who work in gyms, 89% are satisfied with what they're doing. Dentist offices, this surprised me. Dentist offices got in at 90%. People are happy working there.
Well, you wouldn't be there if you didn't, if you didn't cotton to it in some respects.
Yeah. Number three, cafes and coffee shops, 90% like to be there. And then the other 10% is loafing, I guess. Number two is catering. 91% of caterers really like what they're doing, job satisfaction. And number one is weed or vape stores at 92%. Hourly employees at the community centers, sit-down restaurants, and gun shops also ranked high in job satisfaction.
Hmm.
Well, I don't get paid by the hour. I haven't been paid by the hour for a long time, several decades. But I'm pretty satisfied with my job. How about you, Ted? You're pretty high on the old job satisfaction.
Well, I wouldn't be here if I wasn't.
We'd be somewhere else. Listen, I'll share a couple of thoughts on this Texas flooding, if I may. Jump in, Ted, because you and I have covered weather before. I'm just looking at this thing, and apparently, from what I just heard on Fox, apparently the canyon, wherever that where that is on the Guadalupe, it has flooded before.
It's flooded before, yeah.
And, it's a lot going. A lot of people playing politics, I think, with this and saying, well, you should have done this, should have done that. I think we have a culture where if anything goes wrong, we automatically say, who's to blame?
Yeah, that's pretty much the way
did that?
Things work now.
Why did they do something wrong? And I'm not talking one side or the other. It's what we do. Sometimes in my life, in my experience, there is no one to blame. Now, these kids, I guess, were asleep. Maybe they didn't have cell phones. Maybe they didn't have no sirens. No way to know. Now, some of them, I understand, there was a watch going, and some of the kids got out and went to higher ground. But if you saw any of
the most
footage,
part, it happened so fast.
Yeah, it was rain just came down in sheets, and all of a sudden, here comes this huge wave down through this canyon type setting. And you can see there's video I saw this morning of an entire house floating down the river. So I'm just saying that, sometimes we call them acts of nature or acts of God in journalism. Sometimes there's just nobody to blame. It's just something that happens. So, but there's a lot of frustration, a lot of posturing, a lot of sadness.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Very sad. I mean, 160 people missing.
Yeah, that's.
Wow. That's huge.
It's a staggering number.
And they're not adding to the count very much of finding people.
No, they're not finding.
So this is not a search and rescue, but a search for bodies right now. And they're not making much progress.
Or hundreds of bodies.
I guess the water will just have to go down and then they'll find it.
That's very sad.
All right. A sad situation. 7:40. Coming up on 7:41 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And we have, we got the Wichita Business Journal update coming up with Kirk Seminoff. Plans for 3 historic buildings in downtown Wichita. Kirk's going to look at that.
Okay.
Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 745 here on this Wednesday morning. 3 big things.
3.
Wichita commuters encounter severe thunderstorm with large hail and high wind.
2.
Wichita City Council has a report on water. New treatment plant to be operating later this year.
1.
More than 160 still missing after Texas flood. Search continues. 3 big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volume's getting pretty heavy, and the heaviest traffic I'm seeing right now is southbound on I-135, right up there at the North Junction, also that ramp from northbound I-235 over to eastbound K-96. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 92 degrees. Yesterday's high here in Wichita, 92. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 73. Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high, 96 degrees. Now, partly cloudy, calm, and 71 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Meta announces a partnership with Oakley for a new generation of artificial intelligence-powered glasses.
Fox on set.
Meta has announced their Oakley Meta smart glasses. They can take videos, pictures, and can use AI for some amazing features. One of the favorites is live translation. If someone speaks to you in Spanish, French, or Italian, the glasses can translate it in your ear in near real time to English. Then you can respond in English and the glasses translate it back. We did a demo with one of the hairstylists here at Fox, who is a fluent Spanish speaker.
Hey, Meta. Start live translation.
Starting live translation from Spanish to English.
All right, what do you think of my hair? Am I ready for TV?
Sí, me encanta. Se ve pulido. ¿Tú qué piensas?
Yeah, I love it. It looks polished. What do you think?
I think it looks amazing. You always do such a good job. Thank you.
Creo que se ve increíble. Siempre haces un buen trabajo. Gracias.
For Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Now that is amazing. That's got my attention. All right, let's take a look at trading on Wall Street Tuesday.
Stocks ending mixed as investors assess the latest developments on the trade front. President Trump said there will be no extensions on the August 1st reciprocal tariff deadline. Copper prices surged to fresh highs after the president said the U.S. would put 50% tariffs on the metal. Among the 11 major S&P 500 sectors, tech and energy gained, while financials lagged after HSBC analysts downgraded the leading U.S. banks. Shares of NVIDIA rose 1% and notching a record close in edge toward a market cap of $4 trillion. The Dow winners, Amgen, Salesforce, and Chevron. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and American Express. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The Dow closed down 166 points yesterday. S&P down 4. The NASDAQ closed up 6 points. 7:49 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Plans for 3 historic buildings in downtown Wichita. Here with the Wichita Business Journal update is editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. A couple of years after acquiring 3 prominent historic buildings in downtown, a local development team has figured out what they want to do with them. Longtime Wichita developers Schellenberg Development Company and Crane Company are working together on early plans for a boutique hotel inside the historic Petroleum Building at 221 South Broadway and the McClellan Hotel Building at 229 East William. The project, projected at about $40 million, is expected to bring the first IHG hotel to downtown Wichita as Hotel Indigo. The 8-story Petroleum and 5-story McClellan buildings would be bridged by a new single-story structure developed above the existing parking lot. The project, of course, is across the street from construction on the Wichita Biomedical Campus. A former Kansas school superintendent is joining Wichita Public Schools as chief operations officer. He's Steve Noble, who for 6 years was superintendent for the Seaman School District in North Topeka. Noble will oversee operations in other parts of the Wichita District, while Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld said the move will enable him to focus more on classrooms. Voters denied that the district a $450 million bond issue in February. Then last month, an oversight group told the district not to ask for another bond issue before rebuilding trust with the community and clarifying the intent of a new package. And the Wichita City Council on Tuesday approved $3.7 million in industrial revenue bonds for an aerospace courier and manufacturing company's massive warehouse expansion. Leadfoot Express and Leadfoot Solutions will more than quadruple the size of their shared facility near Eisenhower National and create 26 new jobs. Leadfoot Express and Leadfoot Solutions will receive a 10-year property tax exemption and gain about 32,000 square feet for distribution operations, warehousing, storage, and manufacturing. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Kirk, I don't know if you heard that Fox story we just did about the Oakley glasses that translate somebody's conversation back and forth. Did you hear that?
You know, if I was as fluent in Spanish as I was in college, I would have repeated exactly what you said in Spanish just now.
Yeah.
But it's been quite a long time. But that, yes, that was amazing.
I think that, you know, I could have used that at a drive-in.
No quiero a Señor Macintosh.
I had a drive-through where I went yesterday and I had to order, I ordered my meal and I ordered it with a Coke three times. And the person came back up. Now, do you want that with the mashed potatoes? Yes. And did you want something to drink? Yeah, a Coke? Yeah. Three times. Okay. Huh. Now. I drive, so obviously I was trying to speak English and they weren't hearing any of it. So they said, you're going to have to wait for it. So you need to drive up there. And so I drive up there and I'm there with Shelley, you know, and all of a sudden this young man comes out after about 5 minutes and he's got this bag. And I said, where's my Coke? Wasn't there. Finally, I set my wife in because I don't trust myself in those situations not to be very cranky. Okay. She went in and finally got my little Coke for me that, now, four times. I got a feeling the problem was not translation. I think someone was not paying attention. Isn't it, when you do a fast food window like that, Ted, don't you just push a button here? You know, I want this meal, boom, this meal.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go do some research, see why it is so, it seems to be very complicated.
High stress job.
In almost every place. However, what's the name of that chicken place we went the other day? Where the kids come out, they've got the little
Chick-fil-A.
Now that is slick. Those people know what they're doing. They got it right. Free spot, free commercial. Today is, but anyway, maybe those Oakley glasses wouldn't help you in that situation. National Sugar Cookie Day.
Yeah, instead of saying that jerk wants a Coke, it'd be that jerk with those Oakley glasses wants
a
Coke.
Yeah, the idiot out there, yeah.
Yeah. So it would have changed a little bit.
Jerk. Nobody would do that. National Sugar Cookie Day, providing us with the perfect excuse to indulge in our guiltiest sugar-filled cravings, originating back in the 1700s in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. Sugar cookies were initially referred to as Nazareth cookies by German Protestant settlers and baked in the shape of a keystone, their state symbol. I'll bet you didn't know this.
I didn't know
that. And we don't even have Oakley glasses on. Fast forward a couple of hundred years later, and traditional sugar cookies are now a treasured staple amid most households. I like a good sugar cookie now and then. All right, you know, my wife, we've been to Europe, and luckily, when we were in Germany and France, my son, who is pretty good linguist, he had in his station in the Air Force base there in Ramstein, he had learned, taught himself quite a bit of German. And quite a bit of French, so it was no problem. So I had a translator. But if Shelley and I are thinking about going to Greece here in a year or two, and nope, of course my sister-in-law will be there and she'll translate for me. But I'd sure like to have those Oakley glasses. I sure think that'd be. What do you think those things would cost? You got any idea?
I would guess a couple thousand. That's just a rough guess.
Oh well. Maybe I won't take him. All right.
Maybe that
I hope
one.
You get your Coke in Athens, though. Maybe otherwise, U.S.-Greece relations will be in a bit of trouble.
You know, the one thing we found constant around France, driving from northern France over to or from Germany over to France, constant there was Starbucks. There was Starbucks everywhere. So, and we liked that, so we stopped there. Anyway, so you got to get these Oakley glasses somehow. 7:55 now. Thanks, guys. 7:55, Steve and 10 in the morning. Coming up to the 8 o'clock hour, stay with us. We've got Thunderstorm, the greeting, the Wichita commuters. We'll tell you about that. Search continues for bodies and survivors in Texas. Ted's going to have a look at sports, right, Ted?
Yeah, I've got a big baseball birthday for you today. So we'll have that coming up in sports.
How about entertainment news, the Blur?
Putting that together, we got some good music coming your way. Some good factoids and music on the Blur entertainment news. That'll be at 8:35 this morning. Do not miss it.
I don't have any Spike Jones, do you?
You never know.
You never know. And we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
For over 55 years and two generations, the Southwestern Remodeling Professionals have been providing homeowners in the Wichita area with a truly unique luxury remodeling experience. Our over 20,000 satisfied